Next dictation by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD, is patient Michael Urowitz, Y-U-R-O-W-I-T-Z. This is a treadmill exercise stress test, cardiac care associates letterhead file, EST space Urowitz space M. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination, 7-8-22, referring physician Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, Brantuch, B-R-A-N-T-U-C-H, MD, performing physician Sharon Armes, MD, New Paragraph Clinical Education, 53-year-old male with history of CAD with a calcium score with history of non-obstructive CAD. Correction. 53-year-old male with a history of a positive calcium score, hypertension on medication, parentheses, Cosar 25 milligrams, and Toprol XL 12.5 milligrams, close parentheses, and complaint of dyspnea on exertion. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, colon normal sinus rhythm, period. Baseline blood pressure, colon, 115 over 70, period. Baseline heart rate, colon, 79 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 155, parentheses, 93% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 144 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 22320, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. Period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or significant dyspnea during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 116 over 66 and a heart rate of 83 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1. Normally, steep portion treadmill exercise stress test to 93% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or significant dyspnea during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets, comparable to his prior stress test. 4. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise, despite his beta blocker. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.